This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm David Remnick, and you've been listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and we're going to close up now with just one more job story about the shortest job that Alison Bechdel ever had. Bechdel is a cartoonist, the author of Fun Home and Are You My Mother? Here she is.
It was 1984. I was living in Brooklyn, and one lovely spring evening, my girlfriend and I went for a walk, and we were walking down one of those long downhill streets in Brooklyn, down from the park. And, you know, we were young lesbians in New York City in the early 80s, and we were dressed as such. We were, I'm sure, both wearing Levi's. My girlfriend probably had her denim jacket on. I had very short hair. She had short hair on top and long hair in the back, as people did in those days sometimes. And all of a sudden, this guy on one of the brownstone stoops called out to us. And he said, "Hey, you fellas want to make $5?" So we walked over, and as soon as we got close, he could see that we were not two boys, as he had thought, but two adult women. But he was sort of taken aback, but he didn't flinch. He said, I need someone to carry this desk up to the third floor. And we were both pretty burly. I was in training for my black belt exam then, and my partner had just gotten back from Nicaragua, where she was helping the Sandinistas bring in the coffee harvest. So sure, we could carry this desk upstairs. So we picked it up, and there we went. As we were carrying this heavy desk up the stairs, I remember feeling this great sense of freedom. You know, that something about passing for boys made me feel like safe and powerful. You know, as a woman walking down the street, you're always kind of you're very vulnerable. So this was a cool sensation of having this kind of mobility in the world that was really thrilling. When I tell this story now, it makes me think of my mother. The kind of things that my girlfriend and I were doing, those were not things women in my mother's generation did. And my mother would always say to me, you know, when I was young, I had three options. I could be a teacher, I could be a nurse, or I could go downtown and work at the Sylvania factory. Those were the only options for women to work. So we carried it all the way up to the top floor of this brownstone, up three flights of stairs with this heavy desk as the guy sort of nervously trailed along behind us. And at the top, we set it down and he pulled out his wallet and gave us $5. And we walked downstairs, kind of rolling our eyes, very pleased with ourselves, and took the money and got ice cream cones with it.